Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. In the early days of jazz fusion, several rock musicians were also moving in that direction. One of them was guitarist Frank Zappa. For his Overnight Sensation album of 1973, Zappa recruited keyboardist George Duke and violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, who both went on to prominent careers in electronic jazz. Here's Zappa's 50-50 from that album. After that, guitar man Lee Ritenour will do Latin Lovers on his 1988 festival album, vocal by Brazilian artist João Bosco.
Jogava o Flamengo, eu queria escutar. Chegou, mudou de estação, começou a cantar. Tem mais um cisco no olho, ele veja assoprar. Sem dó, falou que por ela eu podia cegar. Abre a porta, ainda manda sentar, doutor. Depois, só mudo de emprego, que é pra melhorar. E é só pra melhorar. Vê só, doutor, ai. Convida a mãe dela pra ir morar lá.
We are enjoying electronic jazz on this Dr. Jazz program. Guitarist George Benson and Earl Klugh collaborated in 1987 on the album titled Collaboration and recorded Jamaica. And Spyro Gyra included Morning Dance on their 1979 album of the same name. You may notice that Morning Dance is the opening theme song for this electronic jazz program. Keyboardist Jeff Lorber, born in 1952 in Philadelphia, has released about 30 albums and has appeared as a sideman on many more. Here's Lorber doing Grasshopper from his West Side Stories album of 1994. Thank you. This is Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz. Chick Corea is a crossover musician who has always had a foot in jazz fusion and the other in straight-ahead mainstream jazz. At one point, he led two bands, one acoustic and the other electric. You'll hear Samba Song from Corea's Friends release of 1978. The band Hiroshima, made up mostly of Japanese Americans from the Los Angeles area, recorded Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight, vocal by Terry Koide, from their 1994 album, L.A.
We'll be right back.
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with sax man Tom Scott playing Too Hot in 1990 from the album Them Changes. Saxophonist David Sanborn has released about 30 albums and has appeared as a sideman on several hundred and has won 6 Grammy Awards. From Sanborn's 1987 release, A Change of Heart, you'll hear Summer. And we'll finish this electronic jazz program with the funky sound of trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood in 1996 with Jelly Belly from their Shackman album.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.